Well, the month of May is National Osteoporosis Awareness and Prevention Month. Important stuff. And we want to talk about that this morning with Dr. Angie Wepler of the Cass County Health System. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for your time here this morning.
No problem.
Osteoporosis. We hear that word a lot. Many of us can't spell it, but we hear it a lot. It is an important thing, and it affects a good chunk of the population.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. You know, as our population ages, all of us start losing our bone mass as early as in our 20s. There are some things that speed it up, and particularly for women, when they hit menopause, things really start to get thinner. And actually, recently, in the last 20, 30 years, as our diets have changed and kids aren't drinking as much calcium and we're not getting as much milk in our diet as we used to, we're seeing more and more problems with it, actually.
Is it a misnomer for people to think that it's that's something that affects women, not so much men?
Not necessarily true. Women do tend to be affected with it more than men, but we certainly see very commonly as men get older, particularly when they start getting into their 70s, that their risks for hip fractures become very significant.
Well, and we see a lot of those types of injuries as we get older, and this is, to a certain extent, preventable?
Well, certainly. What we're trying to do in treating osteoporosis is specifically prevent the fractures, particularly hip fractures. Hip fractures are a major, major cause of disability and even death in older folks. If you look at the studies, there are studies that say 25% of people who have a hip fracture will die within that first year after that hip fracture, and only 25% of people with a hip fracture will ever get back to where they were before the hip fracture. So, you know, half of the people who have hip fractures are never going to be the same again. So what we really, really want to do is try to prevent this fracture. And there are two ways to do it. One is trying to prevent the bone thinning, and one is trying to prevent the falls that usually cause the fracture of these softer bones that folks have as they get older.
Well, and it's difficult for us to know exactly where we are at that point. It's not something that you really feel, is it?
Usually, yeah, exactly. Usually, if you've already got the hunchback that they associate with osteoporosis, you have a significant amount of bone loss. And most people don't ever feel pain until they have a fracture. You know, we have a lot of people who will come and they've coughed and they've caused themselves a compression fracture in their spine, never felt a bad thing or had a problem in their whole lives, and all of a sudden, you know, they're dealing with pain that's very significant and it's going to last a fair amount of time. So the only way you can know whether or not you're at risk, significant risk, is to come in and get what's called a DEXA scan, which is a very simple test that can be done to just kind of gauge how thin the bones are in the most important places where people fracture, the spine and the hip.
Well, and that's all great, because we look at things and we think, you know, gee whiz, archaeologists are digging up bones that are, you know, thousands of years old. Bones last forever, don't they? How can this be?
Well, you know, what we're looking at with the bones is this thinning of bones. You know, a normal bone has actually these dense little pockets in it, and when you have osteoporosis, your bones are the same size, but those pockets and the amount of calcium in those pockets are bigger, and ultimately they're softer and more brittle.
Sure.
And things that cause that typically would be, well, having been menopausal if you're a woman, having some things there, and that you can't change that. That's just something that's going to happen to you as you age. Your family history, if you've got someone, you know, and lots of members of your family who have thin bones, you're going to be at higher risk, and you can't do anything about that. If you are very fair in your skin or very thin, those are both also risk factors. But there are a few things that you can do to really prevent osteoporosis that are very significant risk factors. One is smoking. We harp over smoking on almost anything you talk to us about, but it's a very significant risk factor for osteoporosis and many, many other medical problems. And if there's anything you can do to stop smoking, we want to help you with that, because this is another disease process that's a major deal for. Exercise is a very important thing to keep your bones strong. You know, soft bones are bones that are not exercised on very well. You know, your body is going to keep those bones strong if you keep moving. And the other thing about a good regular exercise program, which is just actually even just walking regularly. It doesn't have to be a vigorous jogging program or anything like that. It will keep you at less likely risk of falling. Not only does it build the bones and make them stronger, but the rest of your muscle tone is good, and you are less likely to fall. Your gait's better. You're not going to get blown over in a stiff wind, and you're not going to fall and then have that fracture.
Well, and you've touched on both of those. There are the risk factors that you really can't control, as you mentioned, menopausal, being female, over the age of 50, some of those other types of things. Does family history play into that as well?
It does some. Yes, there are. And, you know, as we talked about, you know, just being Caucasian, having very fair skin, that whole population is at higher risk than other populations. And so in your family also, if you've got family members that have had bad bones, we need to watch you as well.
Well, when we look at some of those controllable risk factors, and some of them you outlined already, like getting, you know, stop smoking, you know, get yourself to a healthy body weight, be
right.
active, all those kinds of things, eating properly as well. I mean, these are all things that it's not like you're asking a whole lot of us. These are the things that we should be doing anyway to keep ourselves in optimum health to begin with.
Right. Yeah. There are so many, you know, treating osteoporosis or preventing osteoporosis is, you know, part of a complete health system. You know, there are so much of your body wants the same thing. It wants you to eat right. It wants you to keep a normal body weight. Interestingly enough, with osteoporosis, we are more concerned about folks being too thin because people with not enough body mass have more of an issue with the thin bones and the osteoporosis fractures. So you can be too thin. We don't want you to be that either. We don't want you to be overweight, but we also don't want you to be underweight. And in osteoporosis, being underweight is a major problem. And exercising regularly, it's good for all of you. So it's very preventing osteoporosis and preventing multiple other diseases. We're asking similar things. So just generally keeping in a healthy lifestyle is a really important step in keeping and preventing osteoporosis and so many other diseases.
Angie, how do you discover this? I know there's the bone density test and things, but how do you get to a point? Do you wait for a patient to come in and complain about certain aches and pains? Or I mean, what point do you suggest that maybe someone should be tested?
We like to do routine screening, actually. And if you talk about the National Osteoporosis Foundation's recommendations, they recommend screening in women who are 65 years or older, men who are 70 years or older, anyone who's broken a bone after the age of 50, women who have menopause and have other risk factors such as the smoking or being underweight or these family histories, we may want to screen you earlier than 65. If you had undergone a hysterectomy and they took your ovaries out and you lost your estrogen at a very young age, we're going to be screening you sooner. It's really important for your doctor to know you pretty well and to take a look at these other risk factors that we've talked about. Some people on certain medicines need to be screened sooner.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the prevention part. I guess the awareness part comes in the fact that, you know, sometimes we see older folks who might be a little bit hunched over. We just kind of assume we're going to lose a little bit of our height because shoulders start to stoop and things as we get a little bit older. And sometimes we look at that and just assume that that's just a natural part of aging, but it doesn't
right,
necessarily
no.
have to be.
No, that humped over back that you see in not all women, but some women, is actually, you know, a symptom of a disease process that we possibly could have prevented had we been paying attention 20 years ago.
Yeah, if we pay attention to that now, do the proper testings and screenings, and then treat ourselves the right way, we have a fighting chance to be able to stave that off.
Right.
Very good. So take a look at all those risk factors, both the ones you can control and the ones you can't. It's kind of scary when you talk about uncontrollable risk factors, but,
right.
you know, we all age and those things all happen to us. It's just a matter of staying vigilant with that and keeping in good touch with your doctor.
Right.
Very
exactly.
good. All right. Well, very good. It's National Osteoporosis Awareness and Prevention Month here in May, so make sure you educate yourself a little bit on that. And if you have an appointment coming up here soon, maybe you want to have a discussion with your doctor about that exact issue.
We would be happy to talk about it.
Great. Well, Dr. Angie Wepler, thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.